Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Peter, and you look very nice today.
And I'm Marie. Today we're going to talk more about compliments. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is Say Something Nice. Say something nice. So Marie, how do you show people you care about them?
Well, I like to give compliments. I like to tell people how nice they look.
That's great. Well, we're going to talk more about that today. But first, we have our Read It. Here's Marie to help us read.
Alex doesn't receive compliments very well. He feels embarrassed. If someone gives him a compliment, it is hard for him to say thank you. But he doesn't want to be impolite. Maybe he can practice saying thank you with Ben. Everyone in the office seems happy because Taylor is encouraging them. Compliments make people happy. When you receive a compliment, pass one on to someone else.
So yesterday we learned about giving compliments to people. It's good to say nice things to other people.
Yeah, it is. But sometimes people have a hard time receiving compliments.
That's right. What if I say, you know what, your hair looks nice?
Well, I would feel good, Peter.
But some people go, oh, no, it's not that good. It's not that good. Well, we're going to talk more about that today. So let's get started. Here's Christina with our key words, then we'll look at our conversation.
Hi everyone, 我们今天要讲如何接受赞美。像 Alex 就承认自己不太会接受赞美。Taylor 问他 ,Why won't you receive it? 你为什么不接受？动词 receive 就是接受。听到别人的称赞 ,Alex 好像觉得很不好意思。He feels embarrassed.这里的 embarrassed 就是尴尬不好意思的。Ben 觉得接受他人的赞美并不困难啊，只要说谢谢就可以了。That's not hard. 形容词 hard 就是困难的。Alex 说他愿意练习接受他人的赞美，因为他想要做一个有礼貌得体的人。礼貌的形容词是 polite， 相反词不礼貌的话就是 impolite。因为 Taylor 乐于赞美身边的人，所以今天办公室里的人好像都很开心。Everyone seems really happy today. 动词 seem 表示似乎好像。
Alex, you have a very nice smile.
Oh, not really. It's nothing special.
Yes, it is.Alex, I just gave you a compliment. Why won't you receive it?
Maybe I'm a little embarrassed.
Why?
In Chinese culture, you can't receive compliments. You don't want to sound proud.
Well, in America, you receive one with a smile. Try it.
Okay. Thank you, Taylor.
Okay, so yesterday we learned about giving compliments, saying nice things, and today we are talking about receiving compliments. By the way, Marie, you're the best at making cards for people.
Not really, Peter. Well, you're the best at playing tennis.
Oh, no. You sing really well, better than me.
But you can draw better, much better than I can.
Well, I don't dance as well as you do. Hey, what are we doing? This is not how we should act.
You're right, Peter. We should be able to receive compliments just as well as giving one.
That's right. Well said. That happened today with our friends. Taylor says Alex has a nice smile.But he feels embarrassed.
Well, that's nice. That's a nice thing to say. Why does he feel that way?
Well, in Chinese culture, you can't receive compliments that way.
What do you mean, Peter?
Well, you don't want to sound proud.
Oh, well, that's interesting. And that's also an interesting sentence that Christina wants to talk with us more about. Let's go to her right now.
Alex 说，在中国人的文化里，你要谦虚，不可以直接接受别人的赞美。You don't want to sound proud. 你可能不想要让人家觉得你很骄傲。这个 you don't want to 怎么样，可以用来给人建议或者是提醒。比如说，你想提醒朋友粗鲁没礼貌是不好的，你就可以说 you don't want to be rude. 或者你要提醒对方早点回家，以免错过球赛的转播，你可以说 you don't want to miss the game.
Thanks, Christina. So, what about this word proud? How do we use this word? Marie, what is something you do and you are proud of it? Maybe too proud?
Well, I am really proud about the way I dance. I really dance really well.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm really proud of my cooking. Just give me any recipe and I can cook it.It will taste great.
Well, maybe you can cook me something, Peter.
Sure, I'd love to. Friends, we are all really good at something, but maybe we can be a little proud of it.
Yeah, that's true. All right, friends, let's learn more about how our friends deal with this. Let's watch together in Conversation B.
Hey, Alex, what are you thinking about?
Compliments. I don't receive them very well.
All you have to do is say thank you. That's not hard.
It is for me.
You just need to practice. I know. I'll give you a compliment every day. You can practice saying thank you.
Thanks, Ben.I don't want to be impolite. I want to be polite.
Ben and Alex are in Conversation B. Alex is really thinking about something. That's why he asks him, Hey, Peter! Peter, pay
Yeah.
attention!
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking.
What are you thinking about, Peter?
I was thinking about compliments.
Really? About how to receive compliments?
No, it's just I've received so many compliments today and yesterday. I must be pretty great.
Well, Peter, we have been practicing compliments. That's why you got so many.
What? Really?Now I feel bad.
No, that's not what I mean. Friends, let's go to Christina to learn more about this. I'll talk to you, Peter.
Ben 建议 Alex 可以练习一下在别人称赞他的时候说谢谢。You can practice saying thank you. 在这个句型 practice doing something, 就是练习做某件事的意思。比如你建议朋友练习演奏某一首歌 ,you can practice playing the song, 或者是你跟大家说我们来练习写故事吧 ,let's practice writing stories, 句型就是在 practice 后面加动名词 ,practice doing something.
Thank you, Christina. We all know how to practice, and that makes us better.I practice playing the violin, but it isn't easy. Sometimes I don't feel like I am getting any better.
Well, I want to get better at speaking Chinese, and Peter and I can get better at these things. We just need to keep trying. We just need to practice.
That's right, Marie, but I'd say more. We just need to go to Rebecca right now. Here she is, friends.
Hey, friends. Let's have lots of fun and learn today's grammar point. It is very useful. You just need to verb plus noun. For example, you just need to smile at people, or you just need to make new friends. Got it? Then go ahead and use it. Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, you are doing great. I know your English is getting better every time you watch the show with us. But make sure to be talking at home. You just need to practice.
That's right, Marie. Well said. Well, we have two words in this conversation, impolite and hard. The opposite of impolite is polite, and the opposite of hard is easy.
That's right, Peter. All right, well, it's time for us to go to a break. Don't move, and we'll be right back.
See you soon. Everyone, I hope you had a great break. Well, Marie, you are being a very good teacher today.
Well, thank you, Peter, and so are you.
Thank you.
Well, by the way, Peter, I really like your hair. It looks different today.
Well, actually, it's the same as every day, but that is a nice compliment.
Well, it's true. All right, friends, let's go to Conversation C to learn more. Everyone seems really happy today.
I know. Taylor is the reason. She is encouraging everyone.
Yes, she is giving a lot of compliments.
Compliments are gifts. They make people happy.
They do. Taylor wrote me a note this morning. That made me happy.
Then pass one on. Give a nice note to someone else.
I already did.
Everyone seems really happy today. I think this is very true. And we can thank Taylor. She is so encouraging.
Yes, she is. Now, we use this word seem a lot in English. And when we use it this way, it's like the phrase looks like. This book seems new. It still has a price tag on it.
That's a good example. That girl seems happy. She is laughing.
Peter, you said earlier that Taylor is encouraging. And that's right. She is saying nice things to people. People feel encouraged by her.
We should all be more like Taylor. And just think about this. Taylor made the choice to give people compliments. She didn't have to say nice things to people. No one told her to do it.
Yes, and because she is saying nice things to everyone, the whole office is better. People are happy.
But you know what? After you feel happy, you shouldn't stop there. No, pass a compliment on to someone else. Give a nice note to someone else.
Hey, Peter, you haven't passed a nice note to me.
But I already did. Remember, I accidentally gave you my grocery list, but after that, I already did.
Oh, well, don't worry, Peter. I know you did. I just wanted to say today's
calendar phrase.
I already did.
I already did. 我已经做好了。
Will you clean your room?
I already did.
Will you empty the trash?
I already did.
Will you do your homework?
I already did. Will you bake some cookies?
I already did.
Yay!
I already did.
I already did. 我已经做好了。
So when you did something, say, I did it already. What is something you did already today?
Well, I finished my laundry today. I did it already.
I wrote all my emails. I answered them all today. So I did it already. That's always important.
Yes, it is. Well, we've talked about everything in our lesson today already. So, do you know what time it is? It's time to review our keywords. Here we go.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Receive. Receive. John received a gift today.
Embarrassed. Embarrassed. I made a mistake. I'm embarrassed.
Hard. Hard. This homework is hard. Can you help me?
Impolite. Impolite. Don't shout at me. That's impolite.
Seem. Seem. Zoe seems sad. Do you know why? Okay, friends, those are the key words we have for you today. Remember to keep practicing them. And now it's time for us to take a look back at our conversations. Here we go.
Alex, you have a very nice smile.
Oh, not really. It's nothing special.
Yes, it is. Alex, I just gave you a compliment. Why won't you receive it?
Maybe I'm a little embarrassed.
Why?
In Chinese culture, you can't receive compliments. You don't want to sound proud.
Well, in America, you receive one with a smile. Try it!
Okay. Thank you, Taylor.
Hey, Alex, what are you thinking about?
Compliments. I don't receive them very well.
All you have to do is say thank you. That's not hard.
It is for me.
You just need to practice. I know. I'll give you a compliment every day. You can practice saying thank you.
Thanks, Ben. I don't want to be impolite. I want to be polite.
Everyone seems really happy today.
I know. Taylor is the reason. She is encouraging everyone.
Yes, she is giving a lot of compliments.
Compliments are gifts. They make people happy.
They do. Taylor wrote me a note this morning. That made me happy.
Then pass one on. Give a nice note to someone else.
I already did.
Hey, Monkey Man! I have something to tell you.
Really? What is it, Ginger?
You have a very nice smile.
But Ginger, I'm not smiling.
Oh, well, you should smile because you have a very nice smile.
No, it's nothing special.
Yes, it is. Now, just receive my compliment, please.
Receive it? How?
Well, all you have to do is say thank you.
Oh, okay, Ginger. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, compliments are gifts.
You are right. They make us happy.
Yeah, so let's pass them on and live happily ever after.
That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the compliment.
You are specially made and designed with love. And there's no one like you. You're one of a kind. You mean so much to everyone, much more than you would know. And you can bring the light of love wherever you may go. Do you know that you're beautiful, one of a kind? That you're beautiful, brilliantly designed. Do you know that you're beautiful, wonderfully made? Do you know that you're beautiful, you are no mistake? Don't believe the lies you're told, that you're not worth the time. Know that you're worth more than gold, and you were meant to shine, so shine. One of a kind. Do you know that you're beautiful, brilliantly designed? Do you know, no matter what others may say, do you know that you're still beautiful today?
Thanks for joining us today. Who is someone you should give an encouraging note to?
Well, I think I should give an encouraging note to my mom.
Hey, that's a great one. I should do that too. I have an idea. Let's make some cards for these people and show them we care about them. Marie, you are good at making cards. Let's make them together.
Yeah, let's make these cards together. I'm so excited. That's a great idea, Peter.
Okay, you have all the card stuff. I'll think of something nice to say, and you can help me make a card, all right?
All right, that sounds good. I will definitely help you, Peter.
Wonderful. Well, friends, think about a way to help someone out and encourage them. We'll see you next time right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.